Los Angeles, AP, the Pacific Coast Highway reopened Monday, nearly a month after it was closed when flames from the deadly Palisades fire ripped through hillside Los Angeles neighborhoods, destroying properties all the way down to the beach. Traffic along the scenic shoreline route began moving again at 8 a.m. with just one lane in each direction and limited speed from Santa Monica Northwest to the Ventura County line. Essential traffic only is strongly encouraged, Los Angeles County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath said in a statement. Cleanup and utility repairs continue, and Horvath warned that this will not be the same PCH as before the fires. Proof of residence or entry passes are still required to enter the Palisades burn zone. The PCH partially reopened Sunday morning on the northernmost section in Malibu. Reopening of the remaining section in the Pacific Palisades area was delayed as Los Angeles city officials made a last-minute decision to keep the checkpoints in place over concerns of public safety and looting. The LA Police Department will transfer responsibility for Palisades access to the California Highway Patrol and the National Guard, which will enable the LAPD to increase service citywide, Mayor Karen Bass said in a statement. We continue to adapt in real time to this dynamic situation. This plan secures the Palisades and eases the strain on LAPD, whose ability to respond across LA has been impacted for nearly 1 month, Bass said. Rain is in the forecast starting Tuesday, and the highway will be monitored for hazards including mud and debris flows, Horvath said. The Palisades fire began during heavy winds January 7, destroying or damaging nearly 8,000 homes, businesses and other structures and killing at least 12 people. Another wind-whipped fire started the same day in Altadena, a community to the east, killing at least 17 people and destroying or damaging more than 10,000 homes and other buildings. Both fires were finally fully contained last week. The Associated Press.